AdNews Innovation 6 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries 6 key questions. In this series, we examine how to maintain brand differentiation and relevance in a new environment where boundaries are constantly being redefined by consumers and new technologies.
Welcome to AdNews Innovation 6 podcast. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and today we're talking with Rebecca Martin, Marketing Director of Ford Australia. Welcome to 6 Questions, Rebecca.
Thanks, Peter. Looking forward to it.
Well, we're here today to talk about an interesting subject. Consumers are increasingly controlling their media interaction, and it's starting to have a big impact on brands. And we're interested to know how Ford Australia is adapting to these dynamics. I suppose, firstly, what we wanted to do was really get a feel of what challenges, in a general sense, you believe this presents to marketers in terms of maintaining brand differentiation and effective relevance in the market. Everything's moving so quickly.
That is very true, Peter. And I think it's probably more important than ever before to truly understand your target consumer, understand what they do, what they feel, how they think, how they get their sources of information about products, where they spend their time, so that you can make sure that you are presenting your brand in an environment that they want to be in, but that is also relevant and aligned to the brand that you're communicating.
They seem to be, it's moving so quickly these days, the way they're embracing new technologies. It's redefining the boundaries. How are you seeing that for your brand and the products you're working with?
In terms of the boundaries, I think you're talking more about the media fragmentation in the market. I definitely see that there's an opportunity to connect with consumers in a different way, but in a relevant way. One way that we tried to do this last year was that we released the BF Falcon with huge increases in technology, and we really needed forums that aligned with the brand in addition to traditional media. We used an opportunity to drive consumers from TV to the web to engage in a web chat with our engineers about any questions they had of the new car, and it was a resounding success over 3 different Monday nights. And in a way that consumers don't usually get to interact with us, but it also aligned nicely with our technology story.
And what's interesting there too is that we're seeing across, I've had my own experience with Drive to Web, and people really are quite happy to respond online from a mainstream medium situation for additional interaction or information.
Definitely. That's exactly what we found with this opportunity. So it'll be something that we'll explore more in the future. It was an exciting campaign to work on.
That's great. Now, in terms of media fragmentation, Rebecca, the dynamics of this are quite amazing at the moment. Do you see it as a threat? Do you see it as an opportunity? How does Ford approach it?
No, I definitely see it as an opportunity. Obviously, your budgets aren't expanding to the same extent that the media is fragmenting, but again, I see it as a huge opportunity for us to really make sure that we're going to where the consumers are going.
So understanding their behaviour and then matching that.
Exactly.
What are you doing in terms of, with everything that's changing? I mean, we're interested to know how you're evolving in terms of marketing processes and approaching campaign planning. Are you moving away from the traditional sort of silo-based approach of we definitely want this or that, the prescriptive approach?
Yeah, definitely. Funny, we just had a conversation about that yesterday. We want to be less prescriptive because I think that also generates great ideas from agencies and internally. And I think, again, we need to make sure that we're in relevant medias, and we can only do that by, again, really truly understanding our consumers.
Yeah, we've seen in the US with Procter & Gamble, it took them a number of years, 2 or 3 years to do it, but they turned it on its head, and what they're learning from that was is that they rolled out, rather than 250 tarps on a Sunday night, they'd roll out through with PR, they'd roll out with online, and then they'd seed in the media.
Correct. Yeah, we've been really focusing a lot on specifically on the internet. We've tripled our spend on the internet in the last year alone, just purely again by understanding where the consumer's going and what they're doing. I think there's also many other technologies like PVRs that are now enabling consumers to manage their own time and avoid commercials as such. However, I firmly believe that any communication plan that you develop for a brand depends on who you're trying to target, and technologies like PVRs, like the internet, they can only help you more effectively and more efficiently target your advertising.
And in a way, what I think it does, if you get that right, it allows you to have a deeper conversation with those targets, with those people, and on a level that's much stronger than before.
Most definitely. One of the things we've been focusing on is a lot of the one-to-one communication as well, and that's what we're finding through these mediums. You actually can have more of a dialogue with consumers on an individual level.
You've just provided me a fantastic segue to the next question. What we're seeing is interactive television taking its next step in development shortly. The guys at MCN and Foxtel are looking at introducing what's called dedicated advertiser location capabilities.
Yeah.
It's fantastic because it's quite a rich experience for the consumer, and in essence it's bringing together a number of disciplines. Will you guys be increasing your use of these kind of options in the future?
Yeah, we're always looking at some of the more non-traditional options, again, to connect with the consumer at a different level. Probably the most recent example for us has been on Territory Turbo, our foray into Foxtel, I suppose. We sponsored the Pixar film Cars. In conjunction with Foxtel, we participated in a competition promoting the film where viewers can interact for a chance to win a Territory Turbo by, you know, obviously hitting the red button. And like the internet, the opportunities to integrate your brand in interactive advertising execution that takes you into the consumer's time, which is a great opportunity again for that one-to-one communication. And from a marketing perspective, the attraction for us is obviously to get the direct leads. But having said that, as you pointed out, there's definitely an opportunity to take this medium even further. And I think, if anything, the digital developments are providing lots of new opportunities to more directly communicate with consumers in a way that we probably haven't before. But I think the most important point you made was that the capability that this will provide could bring a number of marketing mediums together to deliver a really complete communication message for the brand.
I actually think it might have an impact on the business in terms of the structure of the way people work today and providers that exist within the marketplace. We might see more generalists coming through. There's people who say you might need a more generalist creative person who can think across a number of different disciplines and then apply that in this kind of environment.
Yeah, I think you're still going to need a central big idea, and then you're right, how does that big idea then translate to different mediums? I think I totally agree with you there.
We've recently in Series 2 just completed a fascinating set of interviews about Internet Protocol TV, and what we focused on was the benefit for marketers, which was addressable advertising. And here's another thing that's on the horizon, and okay, that's going to be probably mid-next year, the back end of next year, but that provides a fantastic opportunity for targeting messages. It's big in the US, particularly in the auto category. And Paul Berta, who we spoke to, is saying, look, it even provides the opportunity for things like a virtual test drive interaction. That must get you excited, these kind of multi-dimensional opportunities?
Yeah, I think any form of addressable advertising will open up opportunities for us to, you know, communicate with consumers and in a far more personal way. And I think that, you know, extends from the opportunities that digital developments will provide right through to internet or through to, you know, more direct one-to-one communications. I think the key with addressable advertising, again, it's all about providing information in a timely manner and a relevant manner when the consumer wants it and in a medium that they choose to consume it in. And this one would be a really exciting medium. I keep thinking, imagine if you could have some sort of brand-generated content that could be interacted with by a consumer to get further info on the vehicle, you know, request a brochure or a test drive, or locate their nearest dealer, just like they can on the internet but on TV, and even down to, as you rightly pointed out in the US, the potential for virtual test drive interaction would be huge.
It starts to make it a really fun experience from the consumer's point of view, and it's, as you say, they can control certain elements of it, so they really sort of start to take ownership. And we're seeing they're talking in the US about consumers taking control of brands and consumers owning brands, and really what you're saying there is it's the first step through addressable advertising.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we're seeing that today, that they're taking a lot more a lot more control of the media channels, and I think that you only have to look at sites like YouTube.com, where you can see that people love to create their own content. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a really exciting medium to take it to the next step.
It's a great time to be in marketing.
It's a fun time.
It is. Now, tell me this one. How do you manage traditional spend? Has always been in certain areas. How are you managing a transition away from, in terms of the normal solution? I know you're not adopting a prescriptive approach, but how are you managing moving funds into new areas?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think I just pointed out before that, you know, unfortunately, budgets aren't growing at the same rate as, you know, the new mediums are being created. But I think as a brand, we've been shifting our marketing spend to these new areas for a while now. And I think I just said before that we've tripled our spend on what we would classify as new media over the last year. I acknowledge that probably not every marketer would be as keen as we've been to do this because it can be a bit scary, but we believe that technologies like, you know, there's some new ones coming out, like the point talked about, addressable advertising, mob TV, a lot of mobile marketing, they're definitely going to be the way to go if you're going to enter into the consumer's life when they want to communicate with you. And I think, again, we were just talking about, you know, the change in the consumer having control. It's about acknowledging that and embracing it and participating in it.
Okay. Moving on with, there's an interesting phenomenon we've seen out of the UK, a couple of different sites where they're using broadband TV channels and that functionality. We've got Land Rover on one hand and Honda as well. They're experimenting with new ways to use the online environment. Are you looking at this kind of thing in the future?
I don't think there's any boundaries to what we'll explore, to be quite honest. whatever media channel we choose, though, will ultimately depend on two things. It'll depend on the brand that we're communicating, and then it also needs to be relevant to the consumer. The Land Rover example is a fantastic one where they go beyond TV and the content reflects the brand. We're looking at, you know, some new ways to utilise online technology as a reflection of one of our brands, and we'll try to take this to market later this year.
Good stuff. What about user-generated content? This we touched on earlier. It sort of means you've got to let go of the wheel a little bit, excuse the pun, but we saw a promotion with four-wheel drive Chevy Tahoe in the States where there was good and bad examples submitted through Current TV, the broadband network over there. This is going to have implications for brands in the future. Where's your head at with this?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because there's no doubt that the consumer has got control and talked about, you know, YouTube.com before where you see, you know, side by side the coexistence of some of the traditional big budget ads with consumer generated versions, which are quite humorous when you get on and take a look. And we know that the internet's provided a community environment effectively for the exchange of ideas and, you know, as a resource for people to get advice and opinions, whether they be via, you know, blogs or podcasts or, you know, sites such as YouTube.com. But I think there's also a coming together in the world, if you like, of attitude and technology. And then what we're seeing is that technology is allowing consumers to put their own stamp on brands, which is what we saw in the US. And I think from a marketer's perspective, you've got to go in eyes wide open, obviously, but it's fascinating because you can see how consumers are branding you. And I don't think that those perspectives should be dismissed. So, yeah, it's a pretty exciting world of marketing, as you said before, and I think the opportunity where the consumer plays a very active role in controlling what they see, when they see it, and what they want, when they want to see and what they want to see, is an exciting opportunity for all of us. But definitely we shouldn't... I don't think we should be scared of it. We should just acknowledge that it does have implications for the brand, but it can also be a fascinating insight into how consumers are branding you.
Just one other question, the dealers, and that they have, I imagine, certain points of view on the way they like to go to market. How are they embracing the new opportunities and the new innovations that exist out there?
Yeah, very well, actually. I mean, internet, we've been very strongly focusing on internet applications, and they've embraced it because obviously they can see the benefit to them of a consumer communicating with us at a given point in time. When it suits them, that ends up translating into a lead to their showroom floor, and then they can see that then converting to a sale. So they're very rapidly embracing all of these new technologies because they can see the end benefits.
That's fantastic. Look, Rebecca, thank you for your time today. I think without doubt you've reinforced you need a couple of qualities in the future, and one is the ability to have an open mind about all this and make sure that you can embrace these things and trial them so that you don't get left behind. It's fantastic to talk to you today. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Rebecca. At Oncom, we've been doing quite a few presentations recently on marketing opportunities that now exist to reach people in less traditional ways. What we've been getting is a very positive response from marketing teams, and it usually we find stimulates a lot of debate, particularly about campaign planning processes. If you'd like a presentation to your team, simply send us an email via our website at oncom.com.au.
This AdNews Innovation 6 podcast is an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. AdNews is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine.